Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast, a series of conversations with different members of staff to highlight some of the great work they're doing and aiming to give you, our staff, an insight into what's happening across the Trust, brought to you by the Communications and Engagement team. Okay, let's get into today's conversation.
Let's talk today about staff in the Trust and their freedom to speak up. Speaking up can help to protect patients and improve the lives of NHS staff. But how so? Chairman St Clair is our Trust appointed Freedom to Speak Up Guardian. She's here today with Nadine King, who is a Freedom to Speak Up champion. What's the role of the Freedom to Speak Up Guardian, Chairman?
Thank you, Lucy. And I must say thank you so much for inviting me to join this podcast. Now, Freedom to Speak Up is all about safety. Following Sir Robert Francis review, it was recommended that all trusts have a Freedom to Speak Up Guardian to provide an additional route for staff to speak up. The Freedom to Speak Up has a key role in helping to raise the profile of raising concerns in organizations by enabling all staff to feel able to raise their concerns without any fear of repercussion for speaking up, know that their concerns will be listened to confidentially, investigated in line with good practice, and receive feedback. The feedback should be on the actions taken, the progress, and the outcome, and any learning that basically will occur or has occurred as a result of the concerns raised. The overall purpose is to protect patient safety and the quality of care, to improve the experience of all workers, and to promote learning and improvement.
The Robert Francis report followed the inquiry of Mid Staffordshire Trust and deficiencies highlighted in standard of care there. And there are disturbing reports of what happened to those who did raise concerns. Can you tell us more about that?
In many cases, staff felt unable to speak up. This is the first thing that basically were found from the Francis Roberts inquiry. They were not listened to when they did. At that time in 2013, the NHS staff survey showed that only 72% of respondents were confident that it is safe to raise a concern. Yet failures to speak up can cost many lives, both in terms of patients, the delivery of care, and to our workers and our workforce. To promote a culture of openness and transparency, where speaking up becomes business as usual, all staff, particularly the most vulnerable, should have effective routes to enable them to speak up if they are genuinely concerned about any risk, malpractice, and wrongdoing. And I must say that wrongdoing basically is an umbrella term for a lot of different things. And that includes a lot of the negative behaviors that we actually portray and the impact on others.
So let's say that a staff member has a concern about anything. How can they feel confident to do so? And what's the process to raise a concern?
We have to remember that Freedom to Speak Up provides an alternative route to raising concern. So first, let's look at the internet page for Freedom to Speak Up. There are details as how to raise a concern or speak up. Any member of staff can raise a concern with a line manager, with a member of the people's team, that's people on OD, or the executive team, their trade union association representative, and that we are talking about any registrants, so we're looking at GMC, NMC. The Freedom to Speak Up Guardian, or one of our Freedom to Speak Up champions. Our detailed Freedom to Speak Up policy has a flow chart for various processes and actions that we can take. We also have a Freedom to Speak Up forum on the staff intranet page where concerns here will be passed to me as a Freedom to Speak Up guardian. Posts can be made anonymously if workers wishes.
You've mentioned Freedom to Speak Up champions. We've got Nadine here who's a Freedom to Speak Up champion. What exactly is the role of this Freedom to Speak Up champion?
Well, first, I will actually answer the first part and then invite Nadine to actually talk about her experience. Yes, we have Freedom to Speak Up champions to support the Freedom to Speak Up guardian and the guardian supporting those champions in those roles. The main role is to raise awareness of the Freedom to Speak Up agenda, signposting and supporting colleagues to speak up, understanding the importance of feedback, and capturing teams that will be shared sensitively for learning. Nadine, can you share with us your experience at this time of being a Freedom to Speak Up champion?
Yes, I can. So I first joined the Trust in 2018, and there was a recruitment drive about October 2018 for champions, and I thought this would be something I'd be interested to do. So I made an application, and I was successful, and I then went on a training for especially dedicated for champions to learn about how to speak up, how to raise a concern, and if I was to receive a concern, how I would manage this and what my role is in that. So I've been doing this now for about three and a bit years now. It's been a really, really good experience. I've had the opportunity to meet lots of people and to get to know people from different divisions and different areas. And I've had the opportunity to support them and just generally give them some advice and support when they need it. It's been a really good experience, and I think the Freedom to Speak Up champions have actually developed over the last couple of years, and we've been able to take on much more people that can support others. And also I've had the pleasure of being able to get involved in organising the Freedom to Speak Up month events, which we have, and I've been quite heavily involved in doing some of the administration behind that, some of the facilities management, and then being able to support people actually on the day. So it's been a really, really great experience.
Can anyone become a Freedom to Speak Up champion? And if they wanted to, how would they go about doing it?
Well, we would love to have more champions to support the Freedom to Speak Up process. Ideally, it would be great if we have champions representing every department within the trust. To become a champion, we are following the national guidelines and directive from the National Guardian Office. So first, if you want to become a champion, you can have a chat with me as the Freedom to Speak Up guardian or any of other champions within the organization. Please have a look at the Trust Intranet site on the Freedom to Speak Up, and we have lots of processes, the process on there. So first, people who are interested will need to actually complete the application form on the intranet. If you could download that and complete that, send that to the Freedom to Speak Up guardian. And then we will have an informal chat, interview type chat, to actually go through your application and to see, you know, your interests and how you can actually incorporate that in the day-to-day role that you do have. And then that application, following that chat, we will basically have this vetted by our recruitment process. And following that, recruited champions will then have to undertake a specific training to prepare them for this role. Together with that, as all other workers, there is online training around Freedom to Speak Up, which is available on iDevelop. So we'll encourage all champions to undertake both module 1 and 2, regardless if they have managerial responsibility or not, to actually complete that training to equip them to actually take on this role. Following that initial recruitment into this role, you then need to have yearly updates, which the Freedom to Speak Up guardian will provide within the organization for you. As guardians ourselves, we need to also have yearly updates to the national agenda from the National Guardian Office or regional you know, sort of an input so that we are all refreshed every year to actually continue within our guardian role.
So more information about Speaking Up can be found, first of all, on the staff intranet, but also on the National Guardian's office website, which is nationalguardian.org. Thank you both for coming in. It was really useful and really interesting.
Thank you so much, Chloe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media and send us any other comments and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.